Well, folks, it finally happened.
Jesus Christ!
I warned you again.
I warned you, but did you listen to me? I always tell them to.
I wasn't planning on making a video today, but I saw this on the news and knew I had to talk about it. There was a shooting in Madison, Wisconsin, at Abundant Life Christian School. The story is currently breaking on several news media sites, and the suspect in question is deceased. Unfortunately, there were several casualties as well, and several people are injured. Now, this wouldn't be the first time that this has happened in America, but this is one of the first times that we've had a femcel do it. Now look, I'm not the kind of guy who likes to come out and say, I told you so, but unfortunately, I told you so.
Boy, do I hate being right all the time.
America just had its first femcel shooter.
That's not good news. That's not good news at all.
Now, it goes without saying that this video is not going to have ads. I won't earn a single penny from this video. That's not why I'm making it. I'm making it because this is an important topic and one that I've warned people about. You see, 2 weeks ago, I uploaded a video about infiltrating the femcel movement. Femcels being female incels, involuntary celibates, basically the opposite of incels. This isn't really an exact definition, but this is close enough for you to understand. Places like r/2x chromosomes are pushing a lot of toxicity and hate against men. I warned in these videos, and I quote, "These are deadly echo chambers, and I think they're going to lead to a lot of harm." I predicted 2 weeks ago that this was going to happen. Anyways, that's the obligatory disclaimer. Let's move on with the video. Now, the media is pushing the narrative that there is no known motive for this shooting, but as usual, the illustrious hacker known as 4chan and his minions have basically figured it all out. The shooter was a femcel. 4chan has already dug through this person's social media posts, their Twitter, and they found this. This is a massive rant by this person describing why they committed their atrocious crimes. I'm gonna have to censor this big time simply because it's too explicit. As for the contents of the rant itself, it's pretty much your typical femcel logic. Basically, this person goes on to say that women are the only hope for this wretched world, but even women are brainwashed by other women, and they all have internalized patriarchy. They go on to say that, like, men are irredeemable, and that they are scourge upon the world, and the only solution is to remove all men. They say, it doesn't matter what kind, like, it doesn't matter if they're babies or if they're even little old men, old guys walking with a stick and cane on the road.
Shit just went from 0 to 100 real f***ing quick.
Look, I'm not gonna read all this. Needless to say, this person was highly disturbed and highly demented. What's written here is absolutely insane. But the point is, this person is a confirmed femcel. And while we're on the subject, I just want to say, isn't it wild that a crappy basket weaving forum like 4chan can more accurately find the news and find the truth about these kinds of events before the media? I find it absolutely wild that you can have the FBI, the CIA, the government, the media, the news say that we don't know what the motive is for this attack. We don't know what's going on. No motive is known.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here.
Meanwhile, a bunch of dweebs and hackers on 4chan can dig into something, look up information, and basically find out the whole thing. This case is being solved by people on the internet. Sadly, this is not a happy story. Now, before we continue here, it goes without saying that, you know, my condolences to everyone involved. You know, these are children, these are teachers, these are innocent people just trying to live their lives. Violence against innocent people is never, ever okay. It's never justifiable. I don't care how frustrated you are, how angry you are, whatever the case may be. You're never justified in taking innocent life, ever. So sorry to the family. Sorry to everyone involved. This is a major, major tragedy. You know, it kind of goes without saying, but I wanted to say it anyway. All right, now, moving on. Now, one of the funny details of this case, apparently, the shooter, on their Twitter account, Postal Brained,
gee, I wonder how nobody saw that coming.
apparently the shooter tried to release their manifest, letter O, on the internet. We seem to have a lot of those these days. And they did so by leaving a Google document. But here's the thing. They forgot to unlock the file.
You're an idiot.
It's, look, oh, fuck. I might be getting sick, but I don't want to sound like I'm being insensitive, but, you know, I think it's funny to laugh at brutal murderers and mock them and show that this person was a moron. The shooter apparently tried to post their manifesto on Twitter via Google Documents, but forgot to unlock it, so nobody could actually read it. Wow.
Oh, no. It's retarded.
But this is where the case gets interesting. So we're going to go over to Twitter here with Paligi the Hated. Apparently, Paligi the Hated has gotten in contact with the alleged boyfriend of the Wisconsin shooter. And she has allegedly been able to recover the full manifest, the full document. And I'm not going to be reading any of that stuff. That's not going in the video. But we can look a little bit at the information. Because apparently the media doesn't even have these details. Okay, let's go. So allegedly, according to her boyfriend, her name was Samantha Rupnow. This was the name that was on her student identification card. She was in fact a student at Abundant Life, so she was a fellow student. She was born in 2009, November, which would put her age around 16 or 17, and technically a minor, but in my opinion, far well old enough to know what they were doing. I don't think there's any excuse, whether you're 12 years old or 18 years old. I think if you commit a horrible crime, you're a criminal. It's that simple. Okay, some more details on the case. The shooter was, in fact, female. They were not trans. I don't know why that's even come up in this subject, like trans, not trans. It doesn't really have anything to do with anything. They are a girl, 100% female. It's a female. It's a femcel, female incel. There you go. I'm not going to talk about her document, right? I'm not reading that. But apparently she did talk about how her family didn't love her and she was like a wrong child. She was very deep into the internet. Admired a lot of bad people. I'll just put it that way. As for the murder weapon, apparently she got it through lies and manipulation and quote unquote, my father's stupidity. So I'm assuming that she made up a story about feeling unsafe or something and I don't know, tricked the dad into getting her a weapon. This is really bad for him. He's probably going to go to jail because he probably will be held culpable. I don't know what the laws are in Wisconsin regarding gun ownership, but yeah. And speaking of guns, one of the things I find most telling about this story is how if you go on platforms like Reddit, knock on wood, they basically don't get it. Either they're shocked that the shooter was female, or they're screaming about 4chan and those crazy right-wingers. They're just talking nonsense. One thing that really bothers me is the people on these subreddits trying to make this a gun issue. Let me guess, now is not the time to talk about gun control.
This has nothing to do with guns.
This is so indicative to me of like the kind of, I don't want to say like left-wing mindset, but let's be honest. This is a very lefty argument, a very Redditor argument, that the problem isn't criminals or people, it's the guns, right? Kind of like how in Europe, they're banning knives. You're not allowed to own a kitchen knife because, oh no, oh, the knife might stab somebody. It's like, well, I think we all know the problem is not the knives. The problem isn't guns. The problem is a broken society with people, especially young people, who are being radicalized, ironically, on platforms like Reddit. But anyways, I don't want to get too sidetracked here. These are basically the details of the case. At the end of the day, you've got to remember that this is an ongoing investigation, and the proper authorities are still looking into this stuff. That being said, hackers like 4chan and people on Twitter have basically cracked the case. But that, my friends, is merely the obvious. Well, that's all for now, folks. Thank you for watching the video. I am very tired. Please like this video, comment, subscribe. You can support the channel by joining me on Patreon or Subscribestar. Doing so will give you access to a private Discord server, Fight Club. It's a private Discord server. It's a lot of fun, lots of memes, lots of posts. I'm there. It's a good time. Channel memberships are also open as an option. You can now become a member of this channel, and this will also get you access to Fight Club. So join now and support the channel today. Couldn't do it without viewers like you. Anyways, thanks for watching, folks. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you all next time.